Zog the Gemara daf yidalad amid beis, two lines from the bottom. Oma ula, kol hakoreh kriyashma b'lei tefillin, if you read kriyashma without tefillin, kilu meid eidah shekah ba'atzma, it's like you make eidah shekah, zog rashi lishna ma'alya, meaning, so to speak, on the Eibishter. You're being made about the Eibishter, you're not doing uksharatim, you're not doing what the Torah tells us to do. Others say it's going on yourself. You're being made as eidah shekah ba'atzma. You're saying uksharatim, you're not being mekayim uksharatim. Now, lahalocha, the levush, and then the Meiri, they bring down that this is only referring to when someone doesn't wear tefillin b'mezit. But if someone doesn't put on tefillin because he has to be yoytzes man kriyashma, which is a veres, it's about to be his man kriyashma, so he has to say kriyashma. So that's why it would not be considered a meid eidah shekah, because he's doing it for a purpose. Afterwards, he's going to put on tefillin, so meil it's not called a meid eidah shekah. Zok the Gemara, and that's meduktin in the next Gemara. Omer Reb Chiya ba'abo, Omer Reb Yechanon, kilu hikiv oyle b'loy mincha, v'zevach b'loy nesochim. Reb Chiya ba'abe is Moisev, Reb Shem Reb Yechanon, more than Ula's memory. Ula said, Kareb Kishmei b'loy tefillin, kilu meid eidah shekah ba'atzmai. It's mashma, you made eidah shekah, but you mekayim mitzvah tefillin. Masha'enke and Reb Chiya ba'abe, Reb Yechanon, it's like you're makiv oyle b'loy mincha, zevach b'loy nesochim, zok the Talmid b'loy nesochim, it's mamash like a zevach b'loy nesochim, you're not yoytze the zevach. It's ma'akev. So it's like, kemat, you're not mekayim even mitzvah kriyashma, if he did a taka b'mezit. So that's what he's moisev in his memra, more than the memra of Ula. But the oylem zok tavart, that what is two mishalim over here? Oyle b'loy mincha zevach b'loy nesochim. Oyle b'loy mincha, when is the mincha brought? At the time you bring the oyle. The sochim are brought after you bring the zevach. So the reason why we need two mishalim, the nimshal is that if you don't wear tefillin at the time you say kriyashma, but you wear it later, then it's not considered eidah shekah. Only when b'mezit, when you have a reason, b'mezit, you stam don't want to wear tefillin, then it's made eidah shekah. But if you have a reason why you're not wearing it because zman is averes, so then it's not considered that you made eidah shekah. That's meduktig in the moshel. The nimshal, kilu hikiv oyle b'loy mincha, not just you're not bringing a mincha b'shaiter, which is supposed to be brought with the oyle, but zevach b'loy nesochim, the nesochim come afterwards. You don't even bring the nesochim afterwards. That means you're not wearing the tefillin even afterwards, then it's not made eidah shekah. But like the levush says, like the Meiri says, if you don't wear tefillin because you have to be yoytz as man kriyashma, so then it's not considered the ged of made eidah shekah. Oh, zog the Gemara, v'omer Rabbi Yechanon, haroytz ishi kabel ol malchus shemayim shleimo. If someone wants to be kabel ol malchus shemayim shleimo, what's the ideal way? Yiponeh, that means zog drashi yifnel nekovov, v'yitol yodov, and wash your hands, v'yaniach tefillin, and put on tefillin, v'yikah kriyashma, v'yispalol, v'zuhi malchus shemayim shleimo. That's Malchus Shemayim Shleim. That's ideal Malchus Shemayim. That means you're wearing your tefillin keneged Halev. You're wearing your tefillin Shel Roish keneged Amoyach. You're noitel Yodov. You're mifani yourself so you don't have to be disturbed with other things. And then you're mekabel on Malchus Shemayim, you're davening. That is Malchus Shemayim Shleim. Om Reb Chiya ba'abu ma b'yechnon. Kol ha'nifne. Someone who first is nifne l'nekovav. V'noitel Yodov. U'meniach tefillin. B'kori kishma. U'mispalol. Ma'alol of ha'kosov kilu bono mizbeach. As if he built a mizbeach v'hikriv olav korban d'chsiv. So it's like you built a mizbeach. Zok di Gemara, Omalei Rove, Loi Sova lo ma ki'ilu toval. Why are you saying it's only like you were b'nikoyen kapai? Just means you washed your hands. It should be much more than that. It's ki'ilu toval. As if you went into the mikveh. D'chsiv, Elchatz b'nikoyen. It doesn't say, v'loiksiv architz kapai. It doesn't say architz is mashma, it's going on your hands. Erchatz is mashma, it's going on the whole goof. Omelei ravina l'rove, chozi ma'ahai tzum rabonon d'osim im'arove. I saw a Talmud Chochem that came from Eitz Yisrael, v'omar, mi she'en l'mayim l'rchotz yodov. If someone doesn't have water in order to wash his hands, so mekaneach yodov ba'ofar. You can use ofar with tzchor, pebbles, with some Christmas, or little twigs. Anything that's menaka is sufficient, even in place of water. Omalei shapik omar, it's correct. Miksiv erchatz b'mayim b'nikoyen. It doesn't say erchatz b'mayim, it says erchatz. Zogdemora, kol midi b'menaki. Anything that's menaka. And that's taka the din. When it comes to netil sedayim for pas, it's a din netil sedayim. Mashek, when it comes to a netila that you do after your nifna, so that netil yodov is a nikoyen dekadin. So nikoyen dekadin, if you have water, you have water. If you don't have water, then it's taka, kol midi de menaka. Zok de gemara do Rav Chisda layet. Rav Chisda was mekalal, he cursed. Amad de mahadra amaya b'idin telusa. Someone who went to look and search for water at the time when it was to daven, at the expense of davening. Zok de gemara, what does that mean that he went to search for water? V'hanimilu l'kriyashma. Dafka, when it came to kriyashma, because kriyashma has his man. Kriyashma, this is man of kriyashma. Uv kumecha, you have gimel shoyz. So that's why he was liat for someone that went to look for water when you could have used any midi de menaka and you would miss man kriyashma because of that. Aval tefila, mashenke tefila. Rashi, we'll see Rashi, but the tefila pasha says because tefila has an extended man. Kriyashma is gimel shoyz, tefila is chatzoyz, is dalet shoyz. So it's a longer man. So mahader, then you could be mahader because you have more time. Now Rashi has a gears over here. The kriyashma be idna the kriyashma. Dafka for kriyashma, he was light. She's man a kavua. Pen yavras man, the time might elapse. Aval le tefila de cholayoyim zmanahu. Rashi has a gears that the tefila the whole day is man. So the mashal right away is gervis. Meaning you have a longer zman. Not sure you have the whole day. There is a sheet that you talk have the whole day, but either way, even if it's the zman, but it's still a longer zman versus kriyashma, which is a shorter zman, so that's where he was light on kriyashma dafka. But Rashi says, you indeed have to search for mayim, either because it's a longer zman or because you have the whole day, the light was specific on kriyashma, which is much more limited in time. This whole din of being mahada amaya is hanimilu lekamei. That's for water that is, you're traveling, you're going in a certain direction, so the water is on the path that you are traveling, lekamei, in front of you. So then, you taka have to go until a shir. At kama zok di mora, at parsa. Oh, zok di mora, vahanimilu lekirishma, vahletfila mahada, vahat kama, how much are you mahada? At parsa. Until a parsa, parsa is dalad mil. Every mil is 2,000 amma, so it's 8,000 amma. That's how much you have to be mahader for kriyashma, for mayim. Zog the Mora, this whole din is hanimila lekamei. This whole din is mahader aparsa, is only when you're traveling and it's in front of you, in the direction you're going lekamei. Aval achoyre, but to turn around, to go behind you, in the opposite direction where you are, or if you're home and you're not traveling in somewhere specific, that's called lachoyre, then afilu mil ein choyza, then you're not even choyza for a mil. Umino from here can the dayik, that milu den choyza, you're not choyza for a mil, hapachz mil choyza. But less than a mil, you take a mechuyiv to go even lachoyre. There's a big discussion in the poiskim. This shear of dalad mil lefonov and mil lachoyre, which is negated to numerous halachas, legabi netil sidayim, legabi minyan, legabi different things. So, Mahad Amai over here. So, is this a shear in Zman or a shear in Merchak, in distance? Is a pshat, it's a shear in Merchak, in distance? So, Dalad Mil is Dalad Mil. Let's say you are driving a car and it takes only 4 minutes to get 5 mil. You're not Mechuyiv, it's more than Dalad Mil. But if it's shat, it's a shear in Zman, a mil takes X amount of time to walk, and now you're in a car. So then maybe you have the time is extended, it's much longer. If Dalad Mil takes whatever amount of minutes, takes 20 minutes, takes a half an hour, so then you have to go out of your way in your car for a half an hour. Is it a shir in Zman or it's a shir in Merchak? Then afkimini could be faker also. You can have the Mayim very close to you. It could be 3 mil away, but pshat is you're sitting in traffic. So if the din is that it's a shir in Merchak, so who cares you're sitting in traffic? It's betoich Dalad Mil. But if it's a shir in Zman, over here there's man suddenly... this mana elapsed way before you got to Dalad Mil because he's sitting in traffic, in Pekakim, so to speak. So then that'll be the nafkamina, legabi the shir, if it's a shir in Zman or it's a shir in Merchak, the lomdus of Dalad Mil. Toysis taka says, Amanda Mahada Amaya be in Kirishma, so Toysis, Venir loyga sinale, because who are dinning in Silus and Nami mitam shal yav is man tfila. The maish no kriyashma is tfila. Right, there is a Zman, but there's also a Zman for tfila. Had you not like Rashi, of the Kolayim. The Mishnah. Ha-koyre shma v'lo yishmi la'ozno yotzoi. If someone reads Kriyashma, however, he did not hear the words that he said, he's yotzei Kriyashma. We'll see soon in the Gemara, this is Tanakame, it's Shitas Reb Yehuda. You know, don't say it, Reb Yehuda, but it's Shitas Reb Yehuda. So that means, ha-koyre shma, you're not mashmi la'oznoi, you're yotzoi. The Gemara is going to be dag, does yotzoi mean lechatchila, or yotzoi, it seems to imply that it's only b'diavad kedin. But assuming that it's a lechatchila de kedin, lo yishmi la ozno yotza, kong to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to mashmi la ozai. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Rabbi Yossi is the other extreme, lo yotza. You're not even yotza b'di'evet? We'll see in the Gemara soon how to learn up this Mishnah. Tanakama says, lo yishmi la ozno yotza, doesn't mean that you're yotza b'di'evet or even lechatchila. And Rabbi Yossi says, lo yotza, you're not even yotza b'di'evet by lo yishmi la ozno. Zog the Mishnah weiter, korav lo yidiktik b'yosi yoseho. If you're not medactic, you did not articulate. You mumbled, jumbled. You did not articulate the words clearly. Reb Yosi, I'm a Yotza. Reb Yosi says, you're Yotza. Over here, Reb Yosi is Mekel.
Before, by Loish Mila, Ozna Rabbi Yossi was Machmir. Over here, Rabbi Yossi is Mekel, he says Yotza. And Rabbi Yehuda, which was Tanakama, before that was Mekel. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda says Lo Yotza, if you're not articulate in the words, if you're not medactic, if you didn't pronunciate it correctly, Rabbi Yehuda says Lo Yotza, Rabbi Yossi says Yotza. The third din in the Mishnah, Hakoy Lamafreya Lo Yotza, which Lamafreya, we said, Rashi earlier learned that it means Mizuzois Bisecha Bisherecha, Bisherecha Bisecha Mizuzois, which is one way of learning the Mafreya Lo Yotza. Others it means the Posik. You say one Posik before another Posik, a whole Posik. But if you the whole Parsha, that the Rambam says, Yotza, if you say Vahoyo and Vahafto, you switch the order of a whole Parsha. But Koponim, Lamafreya Lo Yotza, Lamaka de Islay. If you read and you made a mistake in the Kriya, you go back to where you made a mistake. Because if you're just going to correct the word that you made a mistake and continue where you left off, even if it's further, then it's considered mafreya. Then you're not reading the words in order. So when you're correcting, you have to go back from where you corrected in order that you should continue and go in the right order. It shouldn't be mafreya. My time with Rabbi Yossi says that Kurish Mavalish Mila Ozno Lo Yotza, you're not Yotza. Why you're not Yotza? Dr. Mishum Nechsev. Shma. Shma means Hashmila Oznuch Mashata Moitzimi Picho. You have to hear that which you say from your mouth. So you have to hear it. That's why Lo Yotza, even the Evanat. The Tanakama that argues and it says Yotza, Sovar, Shma, Becholosh and Chat Shemea. He learned something else from Shma. He learns from Shma Becholosh and Chat Shemea that you can say it in any language. You have to know how to translate every language. The Toitfa, you have to translate correctly. But upon him, Shma, he doesn't use Hashmala Oznachod that you have to hear it because he holds you Yotza. He uses Shma to tell him Becholosh and Chat Shemea. V'Rab Yossi, how does he know Becholosh and Chat Shemea? So like, Mo, Tati Shma Mino. He taka knows both. He knows side that it has to be Hashmala Oznachod and he also knows Becholosh and Chat Shemea all from the words of Shma. So Drashi Taiti Shma Mino, Kidrash the Nami Shma Becholosh and Chat Shemea, when you dash from Shma Becholosh and Chat Shemea, so then Shma Mino Nami the Tzorch Lashmi Ala Oznoi, you also learn from here Becholosh that you have to be Mashmi Ala Oznoi. So the Rishonim over here discussed is a Balamor later on in Daf Chof, but it's Sugiv Balkeri, that the Yisoid of Machloikas, he learns up Machloikas Tanikaman Reb Yossi, if you have to be Mashmi Ala Oznoi or not, is on the tzad that you don't have to be Mashmi Ala Oznoi, and you're yoitzim without hearing it, it's working too as hero kedibur. Just like hero you're yoitzim because hero kedibur, so we're also yoitzim because hero kedibur, and the Manomet says, Lashmiel Oznoi holds hero lav kedibur, which is not so poshut because the chari, it's more than hero. It's not, it's you're saying it, just the question is, you have to Mashmiel Oznoi. So it's a little more than hero, but that's one nekuda in the Rishonim. Then there's a Rashba that discusses it, Be'etzim in the Gemara. It's a Yisraelistic Rashba that says, Tati Shma Mino. He learns both things. Where do we find you learn two drushes from one word? From the word Shma, he learns B'cholot Shat Shemea, and from the word Shma, he learns that Hashma La Ozlecha. How do you learn two things from one? So Be'etzim, he says Yisraelistic, that if you don't have to hear what you're saying, that means it works as hearer. So if hearer works, there's no such thing as Lashon Kodesh. Lashon Kodesh is only applicable when you're speaking, when you do a Maisa Dibur. Dibur, you can handle that it's B'cholot Shat Shemea or not B'cholot Shat Shemea. Masha'enkin, if it's working as hearer, or without Lashmi La Oznoi, so then it can't be a Lashon Kodesh Tekadin. Then it has to be B'cholot Shat Shemea. Because if it's not working to as Dibur, if it's working without hearing, which L'chara means hearer, like the Balamor once say, by here there's no such thing as Lashoinus. So it can't be that it's that Lashon Kodesh. That's how he works with the Shema Mino, Ayin Rashba, and the Achronim that discussed this Rashba at length. Oh, so now the Gemara is going to say numerous different brises. We have a Machlekes in the Mishnah, Legabe Kriyashma, Ishmi Allah Ozna if you Yotza or not, Rabbi Yudin Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yudin says, Lo Ishmi Allah Ozna Yotza, Tanakam in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Lo Yotza. We're going to see numerous brises now in Birchas HaMozen, in Megillah, in Truma, and see how they coincide. Zog the Mishnah, the first brisha, the first Mishnah. Tanan Hosom, another Mishnah. Mishnah in Trumas. Cheresh ha-medabe ve'en ha-shamea. You have a cheresh that's medabe, but he doesn't hear. So lo yitroim, he should not be toram Truma. Ve'im toram, but if he did it, even though he doesn't hear meaning the bracha, tumas e-truma, the Truma is chal. So man Tana, who is this Tana in Trumas, that cheresh ha-medabe ve'en ha-shamea, the eved in l'chatchil loy, that it only works with the eved, that Loi yitroim vim toram tumas etruma. That it only works with the eved. Zog demo om Rav Chizda Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah by Kriyashma. Why? The Tanan, our Mishnah says Hakoy Reshma Beleishmi Lo Oznoi Yotza. Tanakama says, which clearly over here it says Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says if you're not Meshmi Lo Oznoi you're Yotza. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Lo Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotza at all, even with the eved. So what's the din? Zog the Gemara Atkan. When did Rabbi Yossi say this din? At kan lo ka'oma Rabbi Yossi lo yotze legabi kriyashma. When did Rabbi Yossi say not yotze by kriyashma? Why? Because kriyashma is the raisa. When it's the raisa, the kedin, you takin not yotze. Even with the evid not. Aval truma mishum bracha. Truma is only the nekuda that you have to hear is the bracha. U bracha is only the rabbonon. V'loi b'bracha tal yimilsa. And that's not the ma'akiv. So Mela, when it comes to something, that's rabbonon, he would agree that you yotze b'dievet. So true, Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah says, "Hakoy reshma v'lo yishmi l'oznoi lo yotze." You're not even yotze b'dievet. That's because kriyashma is the raisa. Mashenkin by truma, it says lo yitram v'imtoram tumasi truma. Even though he didn't hear the bracha by cherish ha medabe v'neshamea, the reason why he's yotze b'dievet because truma is rabbonon and the bracha is talia b'bracha and the bracha is rabbonon. So bracha talia. The mitzvah is not telling the bracha, so that's why you yotze b'dievet. So you want to coincide the mishnah in Trumas that says that yotze b'dievet is a yotze in kriyashma that says you're not yotze at all, even b'dievet, because that's the rice and this is the rabbonim. There's the yesodis of Tais Rosh over here in the sugya. The Tais Rosh is medayik, and he says the Gemara says Truma is mishum bracha ubracha de rabbonon v'loy b'bracha talia milsa. That means because it's not telling the bracha, so then it doesn't stare in the etzim truma. So he's medayik, it's mashma, that if the bracha would be something that it's yes talia milsa, then it would taka be by the raisa de kedin. If truma would have been the raisa and it's yes bebracha talia milsa, then it would be ma'akev in the maisa mitzvah itself. And the raisa would be affected because it's bebracha talia milsa. It's only because truma b'drabonon, u'b'drabonon loy bracha talia milsa. So mele, it doesn't affect the mitzvah. And that's why it's chal b'dievet, mashma by the raisa, where it's yes b'bracha talia milsa, and it's not the rabbanon, it's the raisa. So then it would take effect the etzem maisa, and the raisa would affect the maisa. As I stated in Tais Rosh, that if it's bracha is the raisa, it would akav for it to be chal the etzem mitzvah. So the Dvar Avraham and Siman Tazayin brings on this Tais Rosh, he brings a kashman b'chonav Vasaman, and he says birchas atari we know is the raisa. So if a person doesn't make a bracha, it's ma'akiv the mitzvah in Talmud Torah. You're not ma'akiv the mitzvah in Talmud Torah. The Gemara in the Dorm says, "Behedya ama of the oretz ashel bracha b'teru tchila." Now, it doesn't say that they were not ma'akiv Talmud Torah. If you're going to say that, if you're not by a deraisa, if you don't do the bracha, it's bracha tal yimilsa, it's ma'akiv in the etzem mitzvah. So then the Gemara should have said that not shloi bracha b'teru tchila, shloi kiyum Talmud Torah, because they didn't learn if the bracha is ma'akiv by a deraisa. So it's very shver zach this to say that it's mamish by the raisa the bracha would be ma'akiv in the mitzvah itself. So ayin dvar Avraham, Rabbi Chanan, the Achronim, the Rabbi Shlomo Eiger, a lot of reading in the Achronim legabe ein roi lebila where it's bila ma'akeves boy or someone that could be able to and he didn't, so then the bracha is not going to stare. Mashen gets someone who can't, then it's ein roi lebila ayin shom b'achronim. The Gemara, what's your raya? That the sugya in Trumas, the mission in Trumas is according to Rabbi Yossi. Umimai the Rabbi Yossi, he, no. Maybe coincided with our mission in Rabbi Yehuda. Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, he, Rabbi Yehuda that says, by Kriyashma, Kurishma, Velashmi, La Ozno, Yotza. And still that coincides with the mission in Trumas, because Yotza maybe means B'dievet. And the mission in Trumas is also B'dievet. And now, don't be Mechalim between the Rais and Rabbonon. And both according to Rabbi Yehuda. Zakma Umai the Rabbi Yossi, Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, Vomegabi Kriyashma, Nami Dievet in Lechatkhil Aloy. Teida, I'll bring you a proof that Rabbi Yehuda's din of yotze is b'dieved. The katoni akoyra d'ieved in lechatchila loy. So the Gemara is matchin and says no. Amri, meaning la'olam Rabbi Yehuda in kriyashma holds akoyra kriyashma v'loishmi la'ozna yotze means even lechatchila, and that's not pshat to coincide with the mission in Trumas. It says a lashon of koyra which is mashma b'dieved. V'haide katoni akoyra, even though Rabbi Yehuda's din is even lechatchila. That you yotze by kriyashma. V'haide k'toni akoyra. Why does it say loshna which implies b'dieved? Lo ediach ha'koyched Rabbi Yossi, to show me how much Rabbi Yossi is machman. He says you're not yotze even b'dieved. Di'i Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's afilu l'tchila nami yotze. Itaki yotze even l'chatchila. And the chiddush is that the chumra of Rabbi Yossi, the loshna of b'dieved, is only to tell me akoyra, to tell me Rabbi Yossi is lo yotze. But Rabbi Yehuda lo olam is yotze even l'chatchila. Fractus right away. So the mail that won't be a way to answer that the mission truma is Rabbi Yehuda. Fractus right away. Vim ladich koich Rabbi Yosi vim toimar lashmina koich Rabbi Yehuda the koich the tera odif. Why would you want to say koich Rabbi Yosi, which is a chumra that you're not yotzi in b'dieved? Say koich the tera that you yotzi even lechatchila. Koich the tera is always odif. V'yesh loimar kevin Rabbi Yehuda ladorish hashma laoznecha. Since Rabbi Yehuda never said the drush of hashma laoznecha, he only dashed from Shema b'chaloshenat Shemaya. So ain't kan shum chiddush. that what that you yoyzel lechatchila, that you don't hear it. Mechatesi, you have to hear it. We don't dashen loshen of shema v'hashem la'azlecha. Upshitet lechatchila. Of course, it's lechatchila. Umechatesi la'oisrei. Mechatesi da'aser. Ishore di'evet who had in lechatchila. If it's yotze, it's yotze lechatchila too. There's no reason why it shouldn't be yotze. Where does it say you have to hear anything? That's why Tosfos says it's a davar pashut. It's not even koyche de'teira. It's not even a chiddush in the koyche heta.
So the Gemara is back to the Shlav that we're saying that the Mishnah in Trumas is according to Rabbi Yosi and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason why your Yotze B'dieved by Trumas is Lo Yitrum Im Torem Tumas Ituma is Rabbi Yosi by Kriyashma says Lo Yotze Im B'dieved. But by Trumas Rabbonon, Yitake Yotze B'dieved. Zog the Gemara, I ask you a kasha from a different braisa. B'mai ukim tik Rabbi Yosi. You're setting on that it's according to Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah in Trumas. Ve'elaho de Tanya. State in the braisa. Lo yevoich odam birchas hamozen b'liboy. Birchas hamozen is already the braisa. It says in Alabi mevorich birchas hamozen b'liboy. V'im birach, and if he did not hear anything, he did a b'liboy, ye yotza. So who is this like? Who is this like that by a deraisa you yotze b'dieved? Zog mamani loy Rabbi Yosi v'lo Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because by deraisa we said by Kriyas Shema Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is yotze means even lechatchila, and it's only the idea of Rabbi Yosi why it's mashma and losham b'dieved. But really Rabbi Yehuda holds even lechatchila, and Rabbi Yosi says lo yotze you're not even yotze b'dieved by deraisa. So who is this like by deraisa by Birchas Hamozen that you yotze b'dieved? Zog the mother elohad etanya. Leivoch on the birchas hamazon beliboy. Vim birch yotza lechatchila you shouldn't do beliboy. But if you did it, you yotza b'di'eved. Mani lo Rabbi Yosi v'le Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Di Rabbi Yehuda hamel lechatchila nami yotza. We said Rabbi Yehuda by kari kriyashma you yotza even lechatchila if you don't hear anything. Vi Rabbi Yosi we said by the rice it's d'eved nami loy by the rice nami yotza b'di'eved. So how come birchas hamazon you yotza b'di'eved? Only by Truma Rabbi Yosi was of the opinion that you yotze b'dieved, because that's the Rabbanon. La b'brocha tali milsa. Elamai zok de Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda. Elamai, you want to tell me that Birchas Hamozen is according to Rabbi Yehuda? That it's a b'dieved din. Only b'dieved you yotze. B'dieved din l'chatchila loy.
So I was a frak de Gemara from a different braisa.
Ela hoda toni Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon Pazi. State in the braisa. Cheresh ha-medaba v'ene shemea. A cheresh that doesn't hear. Toirim l'chatchila. He's allowed to be toirim l'chatchila. Now that doesn't coincide neither with Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi. The way we're saying now, Rabbi Yehuda's din is only b'dieved. So Mani, who is this like? Loi Rabbi Yehuda v'loi Rabbi Yosi. Why? Di Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, we just said Rabbi Yehuda holds ha'omar b'dieved din l'chatchila loi. We just said that the din of Rabbi Yehuda by kriyash ma la'shmir la'oznoi is yotza. Loi shmir la'oznoi is yotza is only b'dieved. And that's what we said in the Mishnah Trumas, the b'dieved k'din. And we're not being mechalik. We're saying that it's only a b'dieved din yotza. And here it says in the Braisa that you turim l'chatchila, that we don't find anywhere that you could do l'chatchila. Vi Rabbi Yosi, and according to Rabbi Yosi, we said no, d'eved nami loi. Ha'omar d'eved nami loi, not even yotza b'dieved. So who is this like? They allow to be toyrim lechatchila if you're not shemeya.
That the Gemara answer is another teretz. No, there's another day. La'olam, this whole din of lechatchila being toyrim is takar Reb Yehuda, and the Mishnah that says koyre kiyash mavle shmi la'ozna yotza kong Reb Yehuda is yotza lechatchila, and that would coincide with this brayse that says that you yotza lechatchila by medabe v'ene shemeya is toyrim lechatchila. Reb Yehuda is lechatchila tekedin. La'olam is Reb Yehuda. Va'afil lechatchila nami Reb Yehuda is. Even without being mashmi la'ozni yotze lechatchila, v'loy kasha. I by birchas hamozen it says clearly that it's only b'di'eved k'din. Hodidei hodirabei. This that it says that lechatchila you're allowed to be toirim and b'yudin in our mishnah is lechatchila k'din by loy shmi la'oznoi is a b'yudin ali b'da'atzmoi. Hodirabei. The brayza by birchas hamozen that says clearly that you're differentiated that you only yotze b'di'eved. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda ali b'da'rabei. Like we find Rabbi Yehuda b'shem rabbi. Where the Tanan, like it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Shum Rabbi Loz ben Azayah, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his Rabbi Rabbi Loz ben Azayah, HaKoyre Shema Tzorech Shiyashmiya La'oznoi. That means the Chathchila, you have to be Mashmiya La'oznoi. The whole din of Lo Yishmiya La'oznoi Yotza is a B'dieved K'din, according to Rabbi, Lechathchila, you have to be Mashmiya. Shenemar Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekenu Hashem Echod. That meaning you have to be Mashmiya La'oznoi. Omale Rameya, so Rameya told Rabbi Yehuda, Hareo Omer, it says in the Posuk, Asher anoichim mitzavcha hayoyim al vavecha. It says, v'hoyu advarim eila asher anoichim mitzavcha hayoyim al vavecha. Al vavecha implies, it connotes, it's mashma, acha kavonas alev, heinen advarim. That an ik is tolling kavonas alev, and even l'chatchila, you don't have to mashmiel oznoi. So Meir clearly argues on Rabbi Yehuda b'shem of Loza ben Azariah, But we see that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held that lechatchili after meshmila oznoi, so mela the whole din is only a b'di'eved dikadin, and that's alibi de rabbi, and that's taka pshat in birchas hamazon. Hashem in the day he taka holds truma and kriyashma is even lechatchila. That's how we answer this brayser. Zok the Gemara, once you be machadish in this Mishnah, it says that Rav Meir argues on Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rabbi. So I b'zoy hashad os lachi. Once you're establishing that there's a shita of Meir, so I feel the Rabbi Yehuda k'rabbi svirle. Even if you say that Rabbi Yehuda be'etzem holds like his Rebbe, that the din of lashmiya la'oznoi is l'chatchili after mashmiya, and he only yotze b'di'evet. And that's found in the Mishnah, k'rishma lo'yishmiya la'oznoi yotze is a b'di'evet ikadin. And he holds like his Rebbe. The loy kasha, so now it's not a stamastira in the Mishnah. Why? Hora meya, hora b'yuda. The brayse that says that you toyrim even lechatchila is according to Rameya. Rameya holds that there's no din of all to mashmila oznoi, and lechatchila you don't have to hear anything. And hora b'yuda, the Mishnah in Shumas, and the gabi birch samozin that we find that we're mechabit in lechatchila b'di'evet, that's all shitz b'yuda that holds like rabbi that it's a din of loy mashmila oznoi is a b'di'evet a din, but lechatchila you have to hear. So those are the three mahalchim, how to answer these braises and these mishnayis, legabe kriyashma, yotzo, lo yotzo, legabe birch samozin, and legabe trumas.